The latest CD by San Francisco singer-songwriter John Vanderslice is called Life and Death of an American Four-Tracker. It's a concept album, 12 short songs that tell one story. Here's Nick Miroff's review.
When you hear the phrase concept album, what usually comes to mind is some ponderous double LP epic by Pink Floyd or Jethro Tull. One might consider it a relic of the past, but in the hands of John Vanderslice, the concept album is alive and well.
So long, goodbye. By order of the Pasadena Court. So long, goodbye. 500 milligrams held down by a pharmaceutical hand.
On this new album, Vanderslice brings together the lofty ambitions of the concept album format with the short, simple strokes of the 3-minute pop song. The 12 tracks form a loose plot line that tells the story of a promising but troubled youth whose stormy relationship with the rest of the world is chronicled in songs he records in his basement.
I piss you off in slanted rhyme, walk away in 3/4 time, and the nude descends the stairway once again. Basement living always mends. I'll come to you then. Shell-shocked pale gray and a box of TDK.
The themes that resonate throughout this album are not unfamiliar to Vanderslice. His past recordings have always shown an affinity towards outcasts and loners whose obsessions drive them to the fringes of society. Also present is his interest in classical music forms and the poetry of William Blake, both of which come together in a song called Fiend in a Cloud, which sets Blake's poem Infant Sorrow to music.
My mother groaned, my father wept, into the dangerous world I left, world I left. Helpless and
normally, the idea of poems set to music and concept albums may seem too arty, but Vanderslice, with his ear for sharp hooks, keeps his music from becoming pretentious. It makes for an intriguing, multifaceted album that has all the stark, vivid imagery and low-key charm of a quirky independent film.
The album is Life and Death of an American Four-Tracker by John Vanderslice. Our reviewer is Nick Miroff.